Hi, so welcome to Jenny's Tattletales episode. We don't know which one it is at this point, but we recorded several today.
Yes.
And today, I think we're going to talk about reviews.
Yes.
This is Jenny Hackman, and I'm Andrea, and we're going to talk about reviews because that came up a lot in our conversations these past week or month or ever.
Always.
Always. But, you know, authors write books because they love to write, but also because they want people to read their books. Mm-hmm. And the only way they will know what their readers think is whenever they leave reviews, right?
Right, yeah.
And if you're, I mean, I don't know about big publishing companies, what services they offer to the authors. I'm assuming they do marketing for them as well. But if you're an indie author or an author that was published by a small press company or self-published or whatever, you pretty much need to do your own marketing.
You do, yeah.
You don't have big street teams to do reviews for you, which if people don't know what street team is, do you want to explain to them, Jenny?
Well, street teams are people that come on, if they have a favorite author, they have somebody that they want to promote. This is a way that you can get involved with your favorite author. But with authors, a street team is somebody who is a group of people that help promote your book. They take what you've done and they might be part of your ARC team where they get an advanced reader copy and they, you know, they read your book and then they give you reviews beforehand so that you can start off your promotion when you launch the book with already having some reviews. So people kind of get an idea of what a book is about. And we do have, I do have an ARC team, so it's called Arcadia, and if you want to join it, go on to my website, www.jennyheckman.com, and you can join my ARC team there. You get the advanced reader copies, you get some new information about things that are coming up and all of that. And then street teams, so it's kind of, they're similar, they might be, do slightly different things, but both are really, really important. And reviews are really important. I did not understand how important reviews were when I first started all of this. I do know that when you first are looking at a book, I'm a big reader, but when I'm looking at a book, what is the very first thing that you do? Most people tend to look at the blurb, and they read the blurb and they decide whether or not, well, I guess they look at the cover first and they decide whether or not they like it. Then they look at the blurb and they read it. Is it interesting? I don't know. So now what do? You look up at the top to see
how many stars,
what are the stars about? And if you're like me and I see something that's like 4 out of 5, I'm always reading, why didn't somebody like it? Which is always a subjective thing too, by the way. You never know.
You have to read between the lines.
You do.
Because not everybody will like everything. At the same time, there are other people that leave malicious bad reviews because, yeah. I don't know.
For whatever reason.
So
you made somebody's eyes blue rather than green or something.
Yeah.
There's lots of different reasons. But for reviewing, it's essential for writers, and it's very hard to get reviews. You know, if you've been around for a long time and you have a big following, then maybe it's not so much. But when you're starting out and you've got these books coming out, it's awfully hard to get them. Amazon makes it hard to, or they had originally made it hard to leave reviews. And so if you were somebody that had bought a book and you wanted to leave a review, it was a little bit more difficult when they started making their rule changes about who could leave reviews and that kind of thing.
I noticed that because I wasn't leaving, I mean, I was leaving reviews here and there, but not really for books, more for like products. And usually if I didn't like something about it. But now I started, you know, leaving reviews for pretty much anything I buy. Because one, if I really, really enjoyed it, why not share it with people? If I hated it, why not share it with people? But also why I hated it. And, you know, it might not work, or that might not be the reason why I'm not telling people not to buy it, but that's what did not work for me.
Yeah.
That's when it's about a product. But when it comes to a book, I mean, the book has to be really, really bad.
Yeah.
Badly written, lots of grammar mistakes, everything horrible in it for me to give a bad review for a book, because I understand, I don't like all the genres. I read different things, but I have things that I really, really like. Mm-hmm. And I would never leave a book review, a bad book review for somebody because I didn't like something about a physical appearance or of a character. Yes, we all picture characters. You know, we have an image in our mind as we read the books, but I would never pick up, you know, leave a bad review for one of those reasons. I mean, it has to be a really bad book, badly written, no action, no, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, even with romance, you need to have an optimistic ending, typically, with romance.
Well, I mean, typically,
sometimes
yeah.
you get that when you, yes. if you don't get that or whatever, and people take offense.
Well, you know, it happened to me also that I did not know what the book it was about. I thought it's a certain kind of book, and it turned out to be something else that I did not really want to read. I did not leave a bad review because I probably should have read more about the book. I don't read the blurbs.
Yeah.
I read,
oh, you
maybe,
don't read blurbs?
Well, maybe the first sentence.
Yeah.
I don't read it. It's too much reading.
Yeah.
I don't want spoilers because yeah. you know I want to discover the book at the same
yeah.
time. I wish I would have paid more attention to the cover because at the cover hinted to the things and I did.
Oh, really? So at the book that you were talking about?
Yes.
Like, yeah.
Yes.
That is
I know it was late at night. I was thinking, and I think it was an author that I've read other things from her that I ever liked. I didn't realize she's writing those kind of things. But I never gave her a better view because, okay, so yeah, it wasn't my cup of tea, but not because she wrote a bad book. It's just not. The topic wasn't something I was interested in, and I don't think people should leave bad reviews for that. I mean, yes, you start reading a book and you realize maybe it's not for you, but to me, it has to be really, really badly written for me to even, you know, leave a bad review for that. Now, I started for sure leaving reviews for anything I read, and thank God for Goodreads because it kind of keeps me up to date with what I read.
I love Goodreads. I love Goodreads.
I do.
And
I do. And I also like that it syncs with Amazon and with my Kindle.
Yeah.
So every time I open a book, it puts it into reading or read when I'm done.
Yeah.
And then this way, it's easy for me to leave a review right in Kindle.
Yeah.
On Goodreads as well as Amazon.
Yeah.
I can leave a review for my Kindle app.
So it's you're kind of killing two birds with one
stone. Yeah.
But they are important, and they're important to writers. They're important to everybody. I mean, for really, when you think about it, if you're purchasing anything, like I said, what are you looking at when you're trying to make your decision about whether or not you're going to purchase this thing? And you know, and for writers, it is kind of the bread and butter. So you know, that's how they sell their books, is whether or not people like them or give their opinion on them. You know, if you are a writer starting out, it's challenging. I like honest reviews. So like, for instance, what you were just saying about somebody who has said that this book is about this, and it winds up being something that's not bright, not about what they've
written. I did not read it, so I wasn't paying attention to the cover, and I did not read the reviews because I've read other books by this author, and I just assume, you know. And that's another thing I came to realize, that authors write all kind of genres, and sometimes they don't go together. They go in different directions. You know, you just have to...
It really is a different thing, isn't it?
It is, but at the same time, I like that because... I mean, yes, you know, I learned to love different authors, maybe for one of the genres they write, and maybe I don't read everything, but at the same time, if I want to read something different, it's not as boring, just the same.
Well, it used to be once upon a time that when somebody wrote a genre, that they pretty much stuck to their genre, and it is different now. Where
I mean, nothing wrong with that, because I love, and sometimes, I mean, I read an entire series in one genre. If I really like the way, you know, somebody's writing, I like the characters, especially when there are series, let's say, you know, it's a family, and then each character or each family member has its own book. It's one of the books in a series, or like in your case, you know, we have the Greek gods and you have the pairings, and then each pairing it's a different book.
Yeah.
I love that because I want to see where it goes, where it continues, who ended where, what.
Yeah.
So I want to read that.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, with that book, I should have probably read all
the different
yeah
descriptors.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is a, challenging thing when you're putting all of that together. But yeah, reviews are very important. If you're looking at something and you want to support your authors.
Doesn't matter if it's genuine, any author. Really. Yeah, even the famous ones, author. The big ones. Yeah. I'm sure they'll love a new review.
Yeah, and it's actually, it is a great way to help them out. And, you know, also, if it's something that isn't your cup of tea, you know, there's nothing wrong with as long as you're being constructive in the way that you're saying it. If you're just saying, oh, I hated it, and you didn't really kind of explain why. Because, you know, when people are looking at those things and you, let's say you don't like something because of the color of your eyes or something like that, you've read something differently, then you are actually explaining the reason why, and maybe that might not be as important to somebody else.
It's so just like, you know, you're looking around to rent an apartment. You're reading all kind of reviews. Are you going to pay attention to reviews that say they didn't like it because the walls were orange?
Yeah.
Or are you going to pay attention to the reviews that say they didn't like the apartment because it's an area where there's high crime?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So pretty much the same with the books.
Exactly. Yeah. Besides reviews, we were going to talk about something else too, were we? Or was it just reviews?
Just reviews. We can talk about something else. But yes, leave reviews. It doesn't have to be elaborate, a whole novella, any spoilers. Just your honest opinion.
I just remembered. We were talking about where to leave reviews. So, there is a, for those of you that have not found BookBub or Goodreads, there are sites where you can go on. It's kind of like a online library almost, and you get to go on there and you can, there's different lists. Like if you go in there and you say Greek mythology fiction, you can look up, all the people that have put the books that they like on that list, and you're able to go in that with just any genre, any topic, anything, and you can mark it as being read or want to read or currently read or whatever.
You can leave reviews. There are also places where you can connect with a lot of the authors, and a lot of the authors post updates, like Goodreads. Mm-hmm. It's a platform where authors can actually create their own blogs and post updates maybe of, you know, future books or whatever else they have going on.
Exactly.
Other platforms do not allow that. Maybe they just allow you to post a review, but still, you can still connect with the authors. You can message the authors, follow them. Mm-hmm. If you follow an author and you really, really like an author in these platforms, most likely they'll notify you every time a new release is coming.
Yeah, that's kind of a neat
feature. That's pretty cool too, because, you know, you read a lot. If you like to read, you're going to read a lot. You're going to read a lot of different authors. Maybe you forgot an author that you really like, but she has not put anything new in 6 months.
Yep.
So to bring her or him back into your focus, and, you know, these places will notify you. They're going to send an email. Typically, it's an email if you follow them.
Yep.
But because I think when you sign up, you also sign up to their newsletter. I think that's one of the things you have to do. But I know, and I love that. Even Amazon notifies you now. I don't think they used to do that, but they notify you if one of your authors has a new release, has put a book on sales, has a featured book, or any deals going on with their books. So if you're looking out for deals, books.
Yeah, so besides Amazon, or besides Goodreads and BookBub, Amazon is a big one. Amazon has put a few more parameters around it. I think that you need to have verified sales and those kinds of things. I'm not entirely sure.
With Amazon, I noticed the very first ones, because I think they want to know who you are and they want to make sure that, you know, it's a legitimate review. It took a little bit for them to approve it, I think like a day or two, but now, not instantly, but within like half an hour, they approve all my reviews.
Oh, that's lovely. Yeah. So that's another place. Basically, anywhere where you bought the book is another good place to do it. Going on to an author's website or their social media, all of those things can be very helpful. So, reviews are kind of a good...
And it's important for any business, and especially for authors, because a lot of times that's the only way they know, connect with their audience and know if their audience liked their book.
Yeah. The whole reason for making this particular post is just because it is one of those things that are really, really overlooked. I mean, you know, like I said, how often do you look to see how the book was reviewed? But then again, how often do you actually leave a review for a book? How often have you done it?
And, you know, they could be a really, really good author, but maybe they're in the beginning of their, authoring writer's journey, and maybe they don't know how to promote themselves, maybe they don't have a big following. And if people know that you discovered a cool author, people like things that are new and interesting and nobody else came across.
That's true.
There's another reason why. I mean, there are lots of reasons, but
So go out there and leave your reviews, not just for books, but for everything, because it really does help out the people that you are purchasing from. And so that's our little spiel on reviews.
Not everything is starscreen.
That's for the bloopers. Okay, I think that's going to wrap it up for Jenny's Tattle Tales today. I hope you have an absolutely splendid day, and I want to really thank you for joining me, and I hope to hear from you and see you next time.